Enter access code.
Reefers.
Authorization acknowledged.
A sphincter says what?
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker.
In some cultures, if you hand a man a microphone, that means that he owns you.
You're only dating if you put the foam microphone condom on for the
person. So I guess Julia and I are dating because I just...
Facts.
Glitter facts.
I'm on board with that.
Now we're recording. Thank you for listening to Two Dope Girls podcast episode 22.
I'm not counting any longer.
I am counting because now I feel like I have to. The OCD in me says I have to continue counting. And it's actually pretty dope. I'm Addie Martin, Julia W.D. Harrison. It's dope because today we have our first guest ever.
I was your first guest ever?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was sweet.
When you were at Graham Elwood, when you were first like trying to get funding.
Yeah, you were doing anyone's show that would have you.
I think, let's reminisce as we're sitting here, Three's Company style, on the corner of San Vicente and Ocean Avenue, looking at the beach. It's beautiful. Santa Monica.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Shout out to
LA. Hey, Graham, how come you don't live in Silver Lake? Because Silver Lake doesn't have this.
Have you been to Santa Monica?
Yeah.
Have you been to Silver Lake? It's like depressing. Sorry. Armenia.
If I have to ever move, I'm just going to stay in my truck, but near here.
There's too many wallet chains in Silver Lake for me. Ironic wallet chains.
That's true.
I want to see a real wallet chain.
Yeah,
like,
I want to see one on purpose.
Yeah.
Because, like, you woke up and you're like, I'm rocking this today, not because you're like,
No, I'm a biker and I drive a tow truck, so I need a wallet chain, not, I'm a hipster that... has no ethnic.
I don't
identity,
have any money in here anyway.
Yeah.
So it's all.
Or like, exactly. This wallet chain is also a weapon because I'm going to go through Crenshaw. But, you know, the way we met, he snorted. I heard that. Julia was a big fan of yours, film nerds.
Was.
Not anymore. Now, just we had a falling out.
No, but I'm telling you, now every
she
single
knows
time
you.
I do yoga, I seriously. There's a routine that
she
Graham
thinks
does
of you?
That. Oh, every time.
When you do yoga, you think of him.
That's right.
There's one
anytime
routine.
A lady stretches out, she should be thinking of me.
Does that mean you guys are dating?
Yeah, it does, totally. In some
Chris,
cultures.
Sorry about that, babe. It's totally true.
Three's Company style. So we're going to have a lot of weird coincidences.
No, I always think of the German, and now we stretch out the leg, and it just my shit.
I like that.
Good times.
But I was new to you. I was like, I didn't even really know too. I knew about your stand-up. I've never seen you live.
Makes me sound
didn't
like a
listen
stalker.
To the. No, it's just you.
I just know better things.
Yeah, well, you knew different podcasts than I was into. I did hear you like on Todd Glass's, shows, but. You emailed me asking if you could be on the podcast, and I was like, oh my God, Julia, we have to do this now because this guy's asking to be on it, so we've got a great guest. So Julia and I, as soon as she moved here, we started doing the podcast. That was like 2 days later, and that's
pretty
when
much.
You were on.
That's so rad, because I think, I was literally running. Just going through Twitter, like...
Who's doing anything?
I will. Can I talk? Can more than one person hear me promote this Kickstarter?
Well, donate a dollar. I don't care. If I get 100,000 of you to donate
really $1.
It
was like
completely worth it.
Had somebody been like, we're doing the white power podcast. It'd have been like, let's keep
the
white
about the Aryan race. We'll be cool.
Yeah.
Like, the Aryan race is
fuck all races. Let's do this.
But so it's beautiful in Santa Monica, and yet you've spent most of your days doing what?
Actually, I want to hear about where you just came back from. Japan, was it?
Australia.
Yes.
Australia.
Australia and Japan. So, yes, when I was on your show, we were trying to get the Kickstarter. It funded February 24th, which was awesome. We were in pre-production for probably a month. Our first interview started March 24th. And we had 55 shoot days spread out over about 2.5 months. And we did... You know, I actually was just watching last week your guys' interview.
Oh, boy.
And
do you want to redo that at this location?
Yeah, that's actually why I came back.
Yeah, let's do it from here. Let's do it here. Julia, can you cry again for it? Can we do that whole thing again?
Oh, and
Can you say
so
podcasting
windy.
Isn't going anywhere
podcast
and then wink at the camera?
It could not have been cheesier, and I apologize for that.
That was a dope moment.
But you guys had a great interview. Graham's so anyway, been, thank you. Yeah, so I've been traveling footage. All over the place. We did.
Oh wait. Wait.
The
I know, that's so funny. Okay, let's just do this. Julia, get in here. Okay, okay. All right. We'll continue. I'm not even going to edit that out.
All right. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Picture and imagine what we sound like.
We did all a bunch of interviews in LA with all these different podcasters. We did, we interviewed a bunch of podcasts in LA, and then we went to the East Coast. And did primarily fan interviews, like
who were well,
Juno
who
Rose,
yeah,
and then I remember, and then you also went out in Japan and super.
Did
fan
you
Sandy.
Did you guys have like a lot of fans show up to? I know you did like a few like locations, like at Meltdown Comics.
Yeah,
on Sunset
we did
Strip.
A bunch of we did Meltdown Comics at the Nerd Melt Theater. We did.
I love how people stop talking when you're taking a
this
picture.
Everyone stops. Everyone's like, okay,
Eddie,
I got to take a picture.
No, Eddie's like the dentist where she's about to drill in your mouth, but I ask you a question first. Yeah. So how was your trip?
How was school today?
Jesus, I can't answer now. You're taking a picture.
Excited for the holidays?
It's just my phone will die and
so
I'll
forget to do
this.
So you had super fan interviews?
Yes, we did a bunch. And we did those in... the East Coast too. We did them in New York. We did them in all over the place. We did them in Chicago. And had some amazing fan interviews. The second half of filming was primarily with the fans, and it was really cool because you heard great things. Like we did an interview with Ashley Raper at Juno Rose, and a lot of fans who were really very forthcoming about podcasting and what it had done for them. The Hansen brothers in Milwaukee at this brewery. One of them works in a brewery. I mean, typical
no
Wisconsin
way.
Guys.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
And, you know, real personal stuff. We did an interview in front of the Capitol building. And it was just amazing. And then we went to Australia, where we almost didn't get let in the country. Because I just told everyone, the crew, because there was five of us total. It was me.
You're like, guys, the cocaine shoved up my butthole. Was
and all the fruits and vegetables you can bring.
I'm Jeez. Telling you, it's okay.
They love guns in other countries. Just
See,
don't be
seriously.
A pussy.
Wow.
If you don't stick this balloon of heroin up your ass, you're a total wuss.
The ear buddies
on.
For life.
You bring a little bit of anthrax on
so
a plane and people
How
freak out.
Well, I just... I told... everybody to just sign, just get tourist visas. And I wasn't trying to pull a fast one because my
needed a work visa though.
Well, that was the thing. We're in this sort of gray area because I was like, and we go through customs and these customs agency, all these like gearboxes and they're like, okay, you
right.
guys are not tourists with, you know, thousands of dollars of high end camera equipment. I was like,
we like to take,
I'm like, well,
our home videos are very elaborate. We are a family of OCD, anal retentive videographers.
Every museum.
Shame on you for discriminating against us.
If I can't pre-light the museum in
Graham,
Sydney,
we didn't get the shot. Can you come back down? I want it to look natural this time.
Grandma's going to die next year. This has to be good.
And in HD.
Always the filmmaker, even on vacation.
So how long did it take you to get it all straightened out?
Well, the guy said, he goes, okay. He goes, who's in charge? And I was like, I am.
Go.
And he goes, what's up? And I said, sir, it was my understanding that if... I go, we funded this movie ourselves. It was my understanding that if an Australian company was paying us to come here and shoot, then we would need work visas. So I said, I go, but we're also kind of coming here as tourists, too. Like, I'm going to go surfing. We're going to do tourist things. And he goes, okay, come with me. And I was like, oh, boy. But so he goes, I'm going to... My boss, he's pretty cool about it. And this it was so funny. This older Australian dude was like, basically leading me through what to say. He was like,
and you're only staying here for
well, no, he was like, so you're amateurs, right, mate? And I was like, yes, sir, we are amateurs, and this is an amateur project. And then he goes, okay, and then he was like, because again, I wasn't trying to lie to the guy. I was being upfront with him. And he goes, all right, in the future, you have to get this special because you are kind of falling this gray. I was like, okay, great. So we get in there and then we did fan interviews at this really cool theater in Sydney that a guy who's a movie reviewer for Film Nerds and himself and also is a playwright, this guy CJ Johnson was awesome, set us up with that. We got these great interviews in Australia. Then we shot this guy Russell in the Outback who works for like a mining company.
Oh yeah, I
heard about
we
him.
Talked about
and
him.
Drives around, you know, the Outback, you know the drive from LA to Vegas? It's like more desolate than
I
that.
I have to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's it like you I mean God as we weed. Were flying in to Newman, which is like 1,000 kilometers north of Perth, all of us were looking out the window like there's nothing. There's no phone, there's nothing.
Why not create a podcast where you just talk to yourself out there? Seriously.
Well, he's not
what
a podcaster.
Else is there to do? Oh.
He just listens.
Should be the Mineshaft podcast.
And on one of those interviews I was doing in February to promote Kickstarter, I was talking about just theoretically, I was like, I hope we get some guy that drives a truck in the Outback.
Well, no, I remember I think it was the live one, the first live show you and Mancini did, where you were talking about all the different tiers for the Kickstarter things like that. And you, by then, when you were even talking about, I swear you mentioned him then, mm-hmm. but I realized the inception was way sooner. But it's just amazing.
We mentioned
that. I remember just being like, yes, I can't. I hope you guys can do this. And you're in editing. You're starting to edit
crazy.
Some of this.
We shot and he was really cool. Russell set us up in this mine town in the middle of nowhere. We ran around all over the Outback. We only had 2 days. Like, we had such tight schedules. And we shot all this stuff and then flew to Tokyo on Malaysian Airlines, which they are having some deals. Turns out when you lose a plane in the ocean.
I was going to say, did you guys get a discount? Because they're like,
how
just in case.
How inexpensive was it?
Very cheap.
Yikes.
It was a third of the price of
anyone
else.
And it makes you go, should I really
Hummingbird,
do it?
Guys.
Right.
Oh, baby.
Shout out to Hummingbirds.
Shout out to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So then you get to meet super fan Sandy.
That was one of the coolest things. We have this fan.
And she was also on Comedy Film Nerds.
It was the greatest thing. We, she was started one of the we were in episode 20 and she bought something from us. And we talked about her on the show in episode 20. And I was like, Chris, oh my God, we have a fan in Japan. Her name is Sanai Narita.
And you always call her by
Sandy.
Sandy.
We call her Big
Sandy.
Fan Japan. We always joked about, like, she lives in Hong Kong, Tokyo. Like, we're just dumb Americans that don't know where anything is. Capital of East Korea. And she became, like, a part of the show.
Yeah.
And so all the fans would talk to her on Twitter. And when the earthquake hit 3 years ago, all these fans, a couple of them, Aaron and Vanessa, and one of our writers, Neil, and even Dave Anthony, jumped on Twitter. Twitter was, for whatever reason, the only thing that was working in Tokyo. And we're like,
government conspiracy theory.
Hey, Twitter owns it. And they were asking, like, are you okay? And she's like, I'm scared. My husband's in the hospital. I'm here with my son. Like, wow. And they talked her through it. And then she wrote us this really sweet email, like, several weeks or a month later, saying, the film nerd community, the podcast community, made me feel. And so we were like, okay. And we've got the money from Squarespace.com, great place to get your websites.
It's an all-in-one platform, isn't it?
It's a great platform.
It's a drag and drop out
here. Use coupon code CFN and get 10% off. And so
if you're not a Square.
You even get to plug it on here. F that. Give us one. We'll do it for you. I almost have that chip memorized.
And so we set it up and we met her and filmed us meeting her for the first time. And she's like crying. And even Chris and I were like, this is amazing. Like,
you
make
we
felt
connection.
Like we all knew each other, but had never
That's
met.
So awesome.
It was the coolest thing. And then she took us around, and two other fans, Andrea and Andy Utek. I'm forgetting Andrea's last name at the moment, but they're Americans living there who listen to the podcast. And we had these. They took us around. We shot everything in Tokyo. That's it was awesome. The most. It was raining. We did just were this film
you
crew
have all
running
the picture,
around.
Well, you have not all the pictures, but a whole bunch of them on Facebook on the Earbuds page,
the website.
Yeah, if you go to the Earbuds fan page and earbudspodmovie.com. You'll see all these photos where we shot interviews in front of temples and Buddhas, and it was so much fun. It was exhausting, but it was a blast.
How was surfing? Did you surf in Australia?
I didn't get to surf, man. Like, it was such a bummer.
More of a reason to go back.
I got to. Yeah.
Everything always seems to take longer than you expect when you're
and
trying
yeah.
to put together
yeah,
something like
that.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of time.
And we're shooting literally on the fly. Like, especially in Tokyo, we didn't have any, like...
The weather was also a little iffy.
It rained almost every day. And we're just, like, finding... we're just going to these temples and stuff. And, the Japanese are so bureaucratic that they don't want to deal with it. So if you just show up and shoot and don't make a big deal of it, they're just like,
Yeah.
If my boss shows up, then we got to do all this paperwork and it's going to take forever. So they just kind of like, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just kind of like, okay, you're done. Thank you. Yeah. Get away. But it was such a cool. And so now I've been home for a month and just watching all the footage and putting together the story. We have a couple more interviews to shoot at the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. September 26th through the 28th, LAPodFest.com.
Get the three-day pass.
Get the weekend pass. It's $100. There's going to be 35 shows and a stand-up comedy show. You can't miss it. Discounted hotel rooms. We're going to have parties with food and drinks. And
I love Sophie Tell. I am going to be there.
So
if the Cary Grant photo goes missing in the elevator lobby, it was not me.
Yeah, that hotel,
that
man.
That's a little too specific for my taste.
Uh-oh.
What did I say?
Target. NSA. No, that hotel is so rad.
It'll be too obvious. They'll be like, it's not her. I mean, she announced it on her show. She's not stupid, guys. She comes from a background of mobsters.
It couldn't be her.
It couldn't be her.
Well, and I know that we only have a little bit of time because Graham's so fucking
Yeah, and I was late.
But it's 5:08.
We got time.
Nice.
We're good.
Nice. I wanted to make sure I kept me on track because whenever I smoke, I get a little, you know me. So
smoke
you mentioned
crack.
Well, it was meth today. I'm sorry.
You know what they say. When you smoke crack, you lose track.
Once
of time.
You go meth, you never go brush your teeth. I don't know.
Your girlfriend, so you, Beth.
So no, you mentioned
we're
LA
making
Podfest.
Drug rhymes?
I don't know.
This went south. Julia talked about getting stoned, and I'm like, what? What is that?
So I wanted to keep me on track, so I wanted to talk about Podfest, because that's where this all is going to be.
This will be my first year.
Oh, right on.
Yay.
You're going to love it.
Me as well.
You're going to love
it.
I know.
I'm a Podfest.
We're high-fiving.
I'm excited. So a bunch of people that I know from Twitter that have been in my pod family, you know, a lot of these people from this one group on Twitter that we all talk to each other about podcasts, and, you know, all these people, I'm super excited because this is going to be, you're going to be filming there, recording episodes, people are going to be doing live streaming. It's going
live
to be
live streaking.
Yes.
Hopefully.
All nude, hopefully. Full contact podcasting.
Nice. Yeah. I'm excited
about
that.
Yeah, the festival is going to be, first of all, it's our third year, so we kind of know what we're doing a little bit. We're in a better hotel, the Sofitel. It's like the old hotel was this, you had to take the elevator to the ninth, all this crazy shit. Now it's all on one floor. We have more sponsors. The sponsors are really getting into it, and we are going to video stream it. Where you can see every show, and it'll be like a small fee for that, but you can watch everything. And then there'll be 35 shows. You can hang out with all your podcasters. There's going to be
so
the Squarespace.
Great comedians, it's, too. It's worth it's, the money to pay for that.
It's unbelievable.
You know,
it's
go.
You and people fly in from all over the place, and they're just like in a hotel, and they're seeing all these big name comics.
I love Aisha Tyler.
She's amazing, man. And like everyone last year, all the podcasters brought, you know, they really upped their game in terms of bringing big name guests. So we had all these fancy people from all these TV shows and movies and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and it's
isn't
just like
last year when you had Joey McIntyre?
Yeah, he was on Comedy Filmers, and I just spoke to him. Looks like he's going to do Podfest this year.
New Kids on the Block.
Yes. Yes.
Phil Verone just went to take his son to go see those boys. New Kids on the Block
in
after
Vegas.
Dark. Yeah, they were in Vegas
I think
the
you
other
mean
day.
KOTB now.
For life.
Hello.
I was so great last
like,
year.
It's funny because I'm like, his son's like, who's that? And I was like, I started singing. I was like, step by step. I was like telling them who it is. Which reminds me, Brazil lost the World Cup, and I owe Nate from You Say We Say podcast a.
Oh, are you gonna do it?
I don't know that. I don't know yet. So I'm gonna record it
and insert it
and put it in this episode for you. So I'm gonna learn it. We had a bet. Germany won, so I have to.
Can't wait.
He's
to
someone.
Hear you sing
so I
German.
Met Nate on Instagram, and him and his buddy Stu were starting their podcast, You Say We Say, which is a fan-based podcast where people send in their questions and the guys answer it. They do polls and, you know, little games with everybody. It's really cool. They send out, you know, stickers and prizes to people that, you know, send in questions. And so I, you know, we met and we started, like, podcasting around the same time. And now he's coming to LA and he's in Detroit. So for the first time, I'm going to get to meet him. He's been like writing scripts with me for the last like 2 years or so. Like really cool. But yeah, we
podcast
had the bet.
Bringing people together.
No, seriously. Yeah. And he's been like, really, like I've been getting to know him. And just like how you said with the Sandy in Japan, I feel like I've really gotten to know him, mm-hmm. you know, these last few years, him, his friends and I, we're all, you know, friends, you mm-hmm. know, via social media. So it'll be really cool for them to, and they're going to be on our show.
It is the coolest thing. And like at the festival, again, we're having the Squarespace lab where smaller shows
we're
that
bringing our equipment.
Yeah. You can just interview anybody. Yeah, there's these small
like
shows. We're like getting to interview.
Oh, hell yeah.
We can do man on the street with this.
It's
setup
so
right
awesome.
Here.
Like I went in the lab and last year and I saw like Mark Maron doing a bunch of interviews and Aisha and Paul Gilmartin and all these people. And I was like, these shows were like,
you can just hit up anybody.
Anybody. You just get them in there and they had, you know, they had fucking food in there and shit. It was just, it is the coolest thing. I'm so proud of like what we've created.
It's such a nice community because yeah. you really are bringing a lot of different creative minds together that, you know, and
I'll
even
know how to download a podcast.
Well, even I was going to ask, like, it's so funny how many, like, we had BJ, I forget his last name, Cotrain, I think, on, he drives the Rasta bus. I saw him today in Hollywood driving the Rasta bus.
The most ginger man you've ever
good
seen.
Good job, buddy.
Rasta bus.
He's so funny. He's so cool, BJ. But he's never heard of podcasts, and that's what Eric Allegra, he's like, can you believe he's a comedian and this is his first podcast? He didn't even know what a podcast was. Now they're going to start their own called Strip Down Comedy. It's like comedians telling their strip club stories.
Ooh,
so
I've got one.
We've all got them, so you'll have to go
we'll
on their show.
I married they're a so stripper.
Yeah, exactly. This was, that'll be a good episode.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many people are just like catching on to that whole thing. But when you do listen, like I love the inside jokes. We get people. I had someone yell out to me once. I was filling up gas and the lady drives past on Franklin. She goes, "Two dope girls," and I was like, "Wow, really? That was so cool." And on another occasion, someone caught me at the train station and was like, "I think I just spotted Addie Martin from Two Dope Girls podcast." And I was like, "That's cool." And on another one, someone yelled out, "Black dicks are weird." And I'm like, "Oh, I did say that." Yeah, I did. So I was like, well, they're listening. They're listening.
The only time I really wish we'd had a video right now is really? Is that something you said? Holy hell. Brilliant. But
it's cool because it's
really
like,
should
they're
put that on
listening.
A shirt.
Yeah, black dicks are weird looking.
Shirts.
And I like, at one point, I like looked and I'm like, oh, yeah.
I brought
wow.
this. I made for Addie. Julia. I just did this by hand. So this
it's
was just
cool,
a
though. Julia Bleach, is that bleach yep. stained? Julia Bleach stained a green shirt for me. I remember we picked this shirt up at Michael's.
If you do this, I wear black t-shirts on stage.
Yep. Oh,
if you
I
make
gave her a hug.
A black one.
I'll do a black and yellow one.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
Fuck yeah. I'm on it.
I'm all about wearing podcast t-shirts, especially at the festival and
dude,
shit.
We got it. We got to make t-shirts.
I thought
fest.
About it, and I'm like, guys, they don't want to wear shirts that say something about girls. Or at the bottom, I could just write, hey,
I'm going to have shirts made
they have
before,
vaginas.
Before the things.
Yeah, a lot of guys like vaginas.
Yeah, you know, and I've come to realize in my later years that most women do, in fact, have vaginas. So that's
most.
A good observation.
Ooh. Not all.
Breaking news. Two dope
exclusive.
Coming live from Santa Monica and San Vicente. I'm Addie Martin. I'm here to... No, I'm kidding.
Breaking news. Turns out women have vaginas.
Two dope girls exclusive.
Back to
hashtag.
You in the studio.
But going back on track. As far as the fan stuff, because... Did you get any footage of fans like listening to their favorite podcast, doing whatever?
We shot a lot of that.
That's awesome.
We got a lot of B-roll of... To cut in, you know, because if you ever
cool.
watch a documentary,
talky with pictures in the background.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of pictures moving, otherwise it just becomes boring. So, and that's one of the things I wanted to do too, visually, was show like this guy working in the Capitol building wearing earbuds, the guy in the Outback wearing earbuds, like Sanai wearing earbuds, you know, on the train in
so
Tokyo,
cool.
and all these cool different places. Where people first
we're all coming together.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
First showing all the unique places where people record, like the first, like when we shot you guys for the movie, it was on this that roof,
yeah,
and that parking garage, which was so awesome. There's the Hollywood sign.
I love that place. And then, like, I still, you know, go there.
Todd Glass records in this classic car thing.
We recorded an episode in his studio.
Yeah,
it's so, and all the different places. And so I wanted to show like how you can record it anywhere and listen to it anywhere.
Yeah.
Literally around the world.
I thought of a great story. Of course, when you'd asked me when we were out in Brea, I couldn't think of one of them. But now I've got a good story for you. I was listening to You Talking You Two to Me, and I was in line at a Bonds. So I'm standing there, and I've got my headphones in, so I'm like four people back, you know? Mm-hmm. I start laughing out loud with my earbuds in, and this woman turned around and gave me a snarky little look like I must have been laughing at her. And I'm like... fuck it.
That's
like
funny.
I'm not. I can't even explain. And it was just one of those things that I even re-listened to one of the episodes, and it just made me
I was,
just laugh.
I was walking down towards the library on Hope Street in downtown, and I'm listening to the episode that you watched in Ton Glasses.
Oh,
with Ron Funches. And I'm listening to you guys talk about me the entire time, and I laughed so hard the entire block. I fit in with every crazy person on that block.
Has that ever happened
just, like,
to you?
Like just walking deadpan, just straight, and then I just out loud, just like I'm like dying. I'm like, you know, hunched over, just like grabbing my stomach in pain. I'm laughing so hard. You guys made me ever.
This is why podcasting is important. That's a great why it's episode. So amazing.
I was having such a bad day, too. Yes. So I ended up recording myself, and I sent it to Jake Adams. I was like, thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the show, but that made my day.
I love hearing. I love hearing those tweets and Facebook posts where people are like, we do spoiler apps on Comedy Film Nerds, right, where we go into detail and talk about the ending and all this stuff like that. And it's, if you've listened to our show, it's well known that we do not like Michael Bay, and we do not support the Transformers movies. Yeah. Like, I challenged him to a fight. I think once on the show, I got so mad. So we haven't done as many spoiler apps the last couple months because we've been working on the documentary. So we recorded Transformers spoiler app, and all these fans were like, it's only 43 seconds. And I'm like, listen to it, because literally with the theme song is like 25-30 seconds. And then I go, Transformers spoiler app? Are you fucking kidding me? And Chris goes, no way. And then that's it. That's the only,
I like,
and it
that
is such an inside joke for our fans. No, and all these posts were like, oh my god, I spit up this or whatever. And this is another cool thing that happened. We're shooting in front of this giant Buddha in Kamakura, which is just outside of Tokyo, where all these...
The capital of Shanghai in East Korea.
Sure. Absolutely. Google it.
We all know where that is.
And it's this tourist spot. We just finished interviewing Sanai's sister, Natsuya, who we call Natalie on the show. And we're breaking down gear. All of a sudden, this guy goes, Graham Elwood? And I go, huh? And he goes, you're Graham Elwood. I saw you perform in Phoenix.
Wow.
And we're like, huh? And then Chris is like getting gear behind me, and he goes, you're Chris. And we're
that
like,
that is so incredible.
Like, what are you doing in Tokyo? It was like, oh, my wife, she's from New Zealand, and we, whatever.
Wow. That's just so
crazy.
Like,
thing.
What are the odds that you're going to get spot? That's so cool.
Well, what's great is that, especially for you and Chris, that you're both stand up as well as doing the podcast, that people can stay with you between shows. You know, that's something that if Addie's doing stand-up in Los Angeles or something, and so-and-so lives in Topeka, Kansas, they don't get to see her do that. But they can catch up with what she's been doing through Twitter and through the show and stuff like that. Where it's the same thing with you guys, where you can talk about the shows you've been to and what you're watching, and they can stay with the characters that they want to, you know, that's kind of what we are. They get to stay with your storyline.
Well, even I was thinking today as I was driving here, I was like, man, you know, it kind of sucks that we don't have a studio yet. And I'm like, wait, no, it doesn't.
No.
I was like, how cool is it that every week we're somewhere new?
You guys
we're like
should
at a new
never
location.
Get a studio.
That's what I was just, that, and that's where I kind of came up with it. I was like,
so
we don't need
find
a studio.
Where it's not raining.
Because we are mobile. And like, look at this view. I mean,
come
before
on.
We had the Hollywood sign, then we were playing checkers. I mean, without checkers, we're just looking at a chessboard. But we were sitting in a beautiful park. We've got, you know, we've been doing a lot of
Matt
cool
Knutson,
stuff.
Matt Knutson, when he was doing it, was the one. The
we
one
got
day
kicked off during Matt's interview.
We weren't smoking. We weren't doing anything we shouldn't have. We were being very respectful and quiet. We had the least amount of people.
Least amount of equipment with us that day.
Really. And that's the day they're like,
They kicked you out of the parking lot?
Yeah, finally. But
and I'm thinking, I said on the show, I was like, we had a film crew up here and no one said anything
for like two hours.
Yeah.
We were up there for 2.5 hours.
The guy was sweeping behind you guys as you were setting up the track.
But we did Allison's interview after that.
And then
we had like 5 more episodes after that, and then they kick us out. We're like, okay, maybe because we stopped talking about the parking garage. They're like, well, they're not plugging us anymore, so maybe we should kick them out. Sorry, guys. You know, say nothing in the last 2 episodes. You gotta go.
Well, they used to point. Lang told us that they just. She was like, "Where do they record?" She was like, "Upstairs."
The lady in the little box downstairs was like directing our guest stuff. So I was like,
that's
what happened?
So great.
We know, we love you.
Someone's
we
love
some
you
some boss went, get them out of there. And then a couple months from now, someone else is going to look at the ledger and go, hey. Yeah.
We had more people.
We had more. Guys, we were selling more
guys,
tickets.
We need to bring those girls back. Yeah. That'd be so cool. That'd be funny to walk down the street one day and the guy's like, oh, I've been looking for you for months.
Please.
My business is failing ever since you moved your podcast.
Have a film crew every week.
Oh my god! No, but you guys recorded with a lot of great podcasts here. You know who charted? Todd Glass's show. I mean, who did you guys interview on the East Coast?
We interviewed.
I'm so glad they're going to be at LA Podfest, by
Super
the way.
Ego?
Oh, yeah. My God.
We
you
interviewed.
Guys are awesome.
We interviewed Welcome to Night Vale. We went to their place in Brooklyn.
You know, I listened to that after hearing you guys talk about it on, I don't know if it was Comedy Film Nerds or another spot you did, or maybe it was the one you did with us and you talked about them. So I listened. I love that show.
It's
I
such
like
a unique
that.
Show.
Yeah.
We had them in the festival last year, and it was funny. We all could spot their fans. It'd be like a 15 to 25-year-old girl dressed up as what she thought the characters looked like.
Yeah.
Because it
that's
was
so cool.
Such a completely different demographic, and we were like, that's so awesome. We're
so
trying to
great
get
to use their imagination like that, too. It's like it's a different spin
Todd Glass
to the
said
whole
it.
Video
theater
kill
of the
radio
mind.
Star
it's
thing.
The
yeah.
theater of the mind.
Well, the
I like that. That's
we
good.
Interviewed them. We interviewed... Well, you interviewed the guy at Entertainment Weekly, which was really
ew.
Cool.
Ew. Sorry. Every time ew. Someone's like, you tell me, I'm like, ew.
Ew.
Sorry, I'm an asshole.
We interviewed, I'm trying to think of the shows. We interviewed My Wife Hates Me, Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss, which, the way you just go, are you guys okay? Like, that's their thing is they just air their gripey marriage. All the time.
That's funny. Do you guys want us to start a Kickstarter for your marriage counseling?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Or your divorce?
It's really cathartic. It gets, you know, it's just like what you and Chris get to do. It's an excuse to hang out with a friend of yours, talk about movies, and get... There's something in you that
needs
to talk
about movies. I mean,
look at
this. Julia doesn't even like me, and she does this show with me, you know? It's great. We've got a beautiful thing.
If you and I weren't dating, I would never.
You know, guys, if I wasn't dating Julia and you weren't dating Julia and I wasn't in love with your bike and dating your bike, then I'm pretty sure we'd have a great thing.
My bike can be exclusive anymore.
Foursome.
My bike needs a
time. Look at how many holes are in that bitch. I am fucking your bike.
Well, she's barely got anything on. Look at that.
Look at how many
she's just glistening in the sun.
Just
well, she's
naked as
me.
You came.
I'm sorry.
You know?
My bike is so asking for
slutty.
It.
It is.
Fucking slutty two-wheeling.
Every time I get
out
of the seat, just
it's so
jams
funny.
Me right in the
I was
ass
stuck in traffic on Sunset, and I saw, you know, what's that, Mariska Hargitay? Yeah, you guys are great. I love this fact checker thing you got going on. But I saw this thing with her, and it said, no more. She was asking for it. So I was like, oh, man, I just used the anti-rape slogan on your bike. She was asking for it. Anyways. I mean, we could talk forever with what happened, but I can't wait to just see the movie.
But
are we
going to
get maybe a little bit more of a spoiler at the fest?
You know, we'll see what we can do. We might be able to cut together like a little three-minute trailer of it
cool.
just to play
yeah.
it in front of some of the shows, I think, which would be fun. I think, you know, we've got to shoot. Sanai, by the way, is coming to the festival.
Hell yes!
And
wow.
so
we'll
is
have to
Aaron
track her
and
down.
Vanessa, and they're all going to meet for the first time. We're going to capture that on camera.
We'll have so if you come to the fest, it's,
hell yeah.
You got to interview them.
I was going to say, I think Ashley's going to be there. Sean Sacame and his brother are going to be there. So Snap the Jap and Dereal Sacame. They've been amazing, too. There's some other people on Twitter that are just... We talk about podcasts all the time.
TJ Manathy, I think, is his name. And
fucking love my podcast people.
Yeah, they're awesome. And that's what the festival was always. The reason we started was like, because I'd go on the road and meet these people. And I was like, let's get them all under one roof.
Yeah.
And let's get all these weirdos out of their basement and into the same room.
It's an agoraphobe festival. but like the cool thing is everyone says... You're walking around for 3 days not having to explain what a podcast is to anybody. Like everybody there gets it. Everyone's got the shirt with the inside joke from the shows. And so...
Yeah, you'll see your palm strikes and all that stuff.
Shot first and the nope from what to walk in the room and everything. Like, it's so awesome. So...
There are going to be so many great guests. I'm so excited.
It's a blast.
This is better than Christmas, my birthday, and some other crap.
I think you're putting a lot of high expectations on this. You know,
no, it's going to be amazing no matter what because guys, I'm going to get to see some of the people.
You guys have to really make it like a thing for Julia.
Well, no, there are going to be so many people there. That
your
just
bike
fans.
Better be there. Yeah. Just like
no,
that.
I've got a date with her later. Are you
so
kidding?
You're such a predator.
I'm so fucking creepy.
Tell your bike to oil up those chains because I'm going to rage it.
No, but I'm mostly excited to finally meet some of the fans that I've been talking to. And not having bike sex.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe bike sex.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Come to the festival and
stay for the
bike
sex.
Are you doing any stand up in the meantime?
Yes, I will be in Minneapolis August 14th and 15th, and then I'm doing a tour in Hong Kong and Malaysia. I'm going to be doing shows in Hong Kong August 25th through the 30th, and then Kuala Lumpur September 4, 5, and 6.
Awesome. That's incredible.
And might
That's
find exciting. Some shows in mainland China in there too. And I'm going to be in Tokyo the weekend before. I'm trying to set shows up there. We'll
finally
see.
Surfing. Nice.
I'm just gonna surf in Japan for sure. I have a surf friend.
Even
there.
If it's on the hotel bed, I'm surfing.
That's as close as I got, guys.
Yeah, and you know, while we're talking about other countries and stuff, I don't know if anyone in Israel, you know, or anyone that listens to the show has family in Israel, but we do send good vibes out to everybody that's suffering with. What's going on there? It's very, very tragic. Some of the photos I've seen there. I'm not trying to bring this down, but it is real that there's stuff, you know, going on out there.
Especially while we're sitting in gorgeous Santa Monica right now.
We're very blessed.
Very blessed. So just sending out positive vibes to all of those people.
What
and
better way to do that than to have Graham Elwood say, stay dope for everyone?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you
can
should
you do
tell
that?
The fans
I can.
To stay dope.
Go to GrahamElwood.com first and get all my tour dates. And then stay dope, everyone.
Everybody, we're all gonna get late!